There's a fascinating company that is based here in North Texas. I bet you've never heard of them, but I know you've seen every product that they make. Luminator Technology Group is out in Plano. They've been here for, I don't know, 30 or 40 years or something. But they have all the signage on you know, buses and rail and a lot of airplanes and lighting. And the company's just growing like crazy. Kirk Goins is the CEO of Luminator Technology Group and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thanks, David. It's great to be here.
This really is a growing business. I mean, the signage, I think there was a time when they thought, well, you know, buses and, you know, and streetcars are a thing of the past. They'll never going to come back. But you guys operate these all over the world, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, if you look at the environment today, and the reality is it's harder to get more carbon neutral than to have a mass transit vehicle that's hauling a whole bunch of people in a common platform. And so we do this everywhere in the world and really enjoy it.
And really, I think we're in the process of playing catch up with the rest of the world, because you travel and you see, you know, much greater access and much easier access to mass transit all around the world.
Yeah, if you go to, you know, you take Europe or Asia, maybe not quite the same in Latin America, but renting a car in those places is sometimes more difficult than just taking transit. And, you know, you've got a tremendous number of options. Certainly it doesn't replace all, you know, single vehicle traffic, but just a wide variety. And I agree with you that the North American market has a ways to go in making the level of convenience there.
You know, I you think about the signage on the bus, everybody immediately thinks, well, you know, the destination sign that you see on the front or maybe on the side that you look for. But now, I mean, there's communication inside. You guys are working on security cameras and lighting. I would guess an average transit vehicle has a lot more of your product than it did today than it did maybe 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, you're exactly right. If you think about this, you know where it originally came from. There was originally what we call a roller blind, and this was a screened item, and the bus driver used to stand up and crank that.
It got to the end of the line,
yep,
and you would see
and you'd
all,
have to crank
the
them all the way back.
That's
yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, that went into an automatic system where we were triggering those blinds. And if you think about what would happen if the blind stopped working or tore, you had to send a mechanic to the bus to pull that off.
Yeah.
So now you've got LED signs and TFTs and other things. And you're right, there's
a TFT?
A touchscreen or a thin film transistor, so a flat panel like you would see for a TV or your monitors here.
Okay.
You're surrounded by quite a few TFTs. But the you know, if you look at that environment, there's a higher demand for data, and certainly for the, we call it mobile video security or surveillance. And, you know, it's really around helping keep passengers safe.
I was blown away the first time I was someplace where, and it may have been, I don't know, like Paris or someplace where it said, you know, car arriving in 1 minute on the overhead side.
Yep.
And by golly, in 1 minute, there it was.
Yep.
You know, how did it know that? How did it know it was 21 minutes, that bus was 21 minutes away?
Well, you know, with the GPS and calculating the route and looking at traffic and other things, it's predictive arrival information, and it's displayed to clients. And it's available also in an app and other different ways today. And so you have a lot of different ways to access transit data. And our transit authorities really are working very hard to adapt all this technology and bring it to bear for their passengers. And, you know, our part's a little part of helping them do that.
And 5G, I would think, if it becomes as ubiquitous as we are told, and you have no area that is without coverage and it is instant and high speed, I would think that that would open up a lot more possibilities.
I think you're thinking in the right way, as we've seen with every time there's a bandwidth increase in any type of area. We don't always know exactly what we'll do with it when we get it, but somehow we find a way to consume it all. And I think transit authorities will do the same. I think 5G will open up a lot of opportunities to improve the performance of information delivery to a transit vehicle.
But you guys operate, I mean, I hung up on buses, but I mean, you're in rail. But you're also in airplanes and helicopters. And is this a series of roll-ups? Do you acquire other companies that are in these other areas?
Well, it's kind of a mixture. So we have had a very purposeful acquisition strategy to help us have a broader reach to solve customer problems. And actually, the lighting in aircraft and the rotorcraft was a native growth of our original business. Luminator, when it first entered the transit space, was building lights for the Pullman rail cars here in Texas. That's how we moved the headquarters to Texas.
Is that right? Because
exactly.
I mean, this company's like 100 years old.
It's over 90, and again, moved out of Chicago to come to Plano to supply lighting to the Pullman rail car company.
And that was in the 60s, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, mid-60s.
So where does the company go next? I mean, is this a crowded field? There must be a lot of players in this because there's a whole lot of demand for transit signage, and it seems to be growing.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't know if I'll say crowded, but there are certainly a lot of qualified vendors. You know, some we partner with, some we compete with. You've got OEMs, the people that build buses and rail cars, and together all of us make up a vendor base to provide, you know, equipment to transit authorities who are trying to run that equipment and provide services to their clients, whether that's on demand or scheduled fixed route. And so you've got a lot of changes and things that are happening. You hear words like smart city. I don't know that we all know exactly what that means, but you take on-demand ride services. You know, transit has always struggled with kind of that last mile. I can get you to the bus stop, but I can't get you to your door.
Right.
So there's a lot of things here that I think are converging on improving the overall solution for you and I, the end customer that would ride a transit vehicle. But it does take a large infrastructure or ecosystem of suppliers and equipment providers that come together to provide solutions to our transit authorities, like the DART, Dallas Area Rapid Transit.
Again, a good example. But you operate in 80 different countries, I think, the last I saw. You've got to keep up with politics, too. And all this talk about tariffs and trade wars, not with the Chinese, but maybe Europe next or whoever, that's got to keep you on your toes.
That's a tough part. Politics is something that none of us control. So we just try to do our best to be local in each area. And you're right, we participate in roughly 85 countries around the world. We have employees and physical locations in more than 13 countries. And we just do our best to be regional and to work with those customers and provide a local supply chain to provide the solutions they need.
So what do you produce here? So the corporate headquarters, the executive office, everything else are in Plano and have been since 1964, I think.
Yeah.
But what do you produce here?
So in Plano, we produce all of our aircraft product, which is lighting, internal and external for fixed wing, emergency signage, galley lighting and signage, and then the rotary aircraft portion, which is search lights, search and rescue, steerable landing lights, and internal cockpit lighting for helicopters. We also make our mobile video surveillance offering for our North American customers here, and we do destination signs and a product line we call InfoTransit, which is the TFT displays, where you would have a larger display inside a bus providing safety information, advertising, next stop arrival information, that predictive. A simple example might be, you know, at the next stop, there's 3 bikes available at the bike share. So you're on the bus, it tells you, hey, you know, that's available. You know, Starbucks may be sending you a text or text this number if you want a coupon and there's a Starbucks at the next stop. Things like that transit authorities are integrating into their ridership experience to provide better services to their customers.
You know, and we're seeing more and more transit-oriented developments, and it's probably a good time to be you. This is a fascinating company.
Well, we are very proud of what we do, and it is a great time to be in transit. It's certainly a go-forward solution that helps with the environment. It helps people. It is also a tough time to be in transit because, as I said, it's a really dynamic environment. It's hard to sort out exactly what will happen with, you know, smart cities and 5G and ride-sharing systems and paratransit and all the legislation. And then you slice that across the world, as you correctly noted, that, you know, what we can do in the Nordics is very different than what we do in the
right.
German region, different than what we do in the U.S. region. So Really fun and exciting, also has its challenges.
Yeah, I would imagine. Kurt Goins is the CEO of Illuminator Technology Group based in Plano. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
Thanks a lot. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.